Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Vice President Kamala Harris told CBS's 60 Minutes that the U.S. has no intention of sending troops to Gaza. She said that the Biden administration supports Israel's right to defend itself, but also said Palestinians deserve equal measures of safety and security. So does the Israel-Hamas war put Ukraine-Russia on the back burner?
We are as committed to Ukraine as we've always been, to authorize additional aid to defend itself against Russia's unprovoked aggression. That is not going to waver.
Thousands on both sides of the Israel-Hamas conflict have been killed since that surprise attack on Israel earlier this month. The United Auto Workers Union growing its strike against GM shortly after the union announced a tentative deal with Stellantis over the weekend. The UAW said it will order roughly 4,000 workers to walk out of GM's Spring Hill assembly plant in Tennessee. The auto workers have been on strike since September 15th. The weekend before Halloween endured several mass shootings in the U.S. that left at least 11 people dead, 76 injured. The Gun Violence Archive reporting that between Friday and Sunday, 12 mass shootings took place. The GVA defines mass shootings where at least 4 people are injured or killed. Many of those shootings occurred in large crowds early Sunday morning. Long lines and rising sales, crowded stores have been a scene at gun shops throughout Maine since Thursday morning, when stores opened for the first time since mass shootings in Lewiston Wednesday night that resulted in 18 deaths. Tony Lewis, the owner of T&K Tactical in Augusta, said he did more business Thursday than I did all of last month. This is USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sticking with how they named each episode, the co-creators of Friends are calling Matthew Perry's death the one where our hearts are broken. Executive producer Kevin Bright, along with co-creators Marta Kaufman and David Crane, released a joint statement referring to the 54-year-old actor who played Chandler Bing as always the funniest person in the room, as well as the sweetest. Perry was found dead in his hot tub at home in Pacific Palisades on Saturday. The official cause of death has not been determined. Mark your calendars. Open enrollment for health care insurance under the Affordable Care Act starts this week. Whether you're new or renewing your plan, you can sign up starting Wednesday, November 1st. A record 16.3 million people signed up through the health insurance marketplace last year. You can browse plan options and prices. Find the plan that's right for you at healthcare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 15th. from a $20 million budget to a $78 million box office weekend. Five Nights at Freddy's shattered expectations, topping the weekend movie numbers. The movie released in theaters, also streaming on Peacock. The record-breaking Taylor Swift The Eras Tour dropped to number two with $14 million after becoming the first concert film to top the box office in back-to-back weeks. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Are you ready, huh? Surely you jest. Of course we're ready. We're armored up. We're ready to take on this government, get this country back on track for the sake of our kids, our marriages, our family, our country. Kevin Stockland is going to be joining us. He's the Epoch Times investigative reporter, talking about his latest report that includes information considered politicized and contaminated. Anytime you talk about COVID-19, it is still in that genre. It's still in that file cabinet labeled, I think in some cases it's do not touch, do not talk. Do not even think about it. Kevin Stockland, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Nice to be on. Thanks for having me.
Well, it is the era of censorship that we live in, and this is something the government has put a lock and key around, social media as well. The WHO wants to get involved and control, our sovereignty and anything that has to do with the pandemic. And we're, we're getting close to one of those things called an election. And the pandemic and an election worked very effectively for a particular party in 2020. So why not bring it back, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the context of this report is, as you said, the WHO is now looking to or getting ready to sign a treaty to centralize authority over kind of misinformation and disinformation, as they call it, with the WHO. We also have the Biden administration being sued by attorney generals in Missouri and Louisiana for collaborating or leaning on social media companies to censor information, particularly around COVID. And now we have professors coming out of universities like Johns Hopkins and Stanford who say that they've produced reports that are critical of the process of lockdowns, and those reports are not getting published.
Kevin, speaking of the WHO and misinformation, has anybody put together a list of how many things the WHO had wrong regarding the pandemic? Has that been accomplished?
You know, it's the New York Post recently came out with an article on the 10 major bits of misinformation coming out of not just the WHO, but the Biden administration regarding mm-hmm. COVID, everything from that the vaccines prevent spread to that masks are effective, that school lockdowns, I mean, just a long list. So, yeah, there is some of that in the works, but more of that needs to be done. Unfortunately, that kind of research doesn't seem to be able to see the light of day.
Right. Well, because, the mainstream media, sadly, continues in their ways. I mean, here they are protected by our First Amendment of our Constitution, and we need them to operate free and fairly, to hold governments accountable. And they've failed to do so. And it's cost the lives of many people, Kevin. I mean, thank God, for Epoch Times, people like yourself, that have some independence that you can go in and do a deeper dive on this. I mean, on this show here, you know, in this particular network that we're on, GCN Network and others, we are a privilege to be independent. But, you know, with the TV show that I do in the afternoon, I can't say the C word. If I say the C word, YouTube, you know, they put me on timeout a couple times. And I think the next time I'm permanently, you know, banned, you know, from, you know, from the YouTube territory of social media. I mean, here it is. I mean, people are dying with this misinformation. They say they're concerned about misinformation, but they don't even stop for a moment to consider the misinformation that they're peddling.
Well, what's concerning about this latest report, and numerous scientists have now come out and complained about it, is that reports that are coming out that are very favorable about the lockdowns, that say this great policy, it saved lives, et cetera, are being published. And what you often see is, we've seen this with climate as well, that they now say, well, there's a consensus among scientists, doctors, that this was a great thing, and so this should be an instrument of policy going forward. And that looks like what the motive is that lockdowns would now become an acceptable tool when we have another pandemic, that this is something that we will resort to, and we're going to justify it by saying, hey, you know, we've got a consensus now among doctors that this is a good thing. Look at all the published reports that we have supporting it.
What does a consensus mean?
Yeah, exactly. So we've seen the same thing with climate. Consensus, they also look at the published works, and they say, hey, the majority of doctors or scientists have said this is a great thing. So now we have a consensus, the science is settled, and government policy is just following that. That's all we're doing. We're following the science.
But what we know, Kevin, is these papers that are published are bought and sold. I mean, and ironically, they use the people's taxpayer monies to pay these scientists, these researchers, all this money to come up with, you know, their narrative that is somehow, it seems so legitimate. But, you know, unfortunately, we don't get the information on the ties that bind. Who paid, who sponsored, you know, this research? And, of course, they'd probably lie to you anyway. But even still, I mean, it'd take us a couple of years to probably figure it out. But wouldn't it be nice to know? You know, the Surgeon General says that this report was brought to you by, you know, Joe Biden and the progressives or whoever, you know, that this was used, that your taxpayer money was used. Because just like you said, with, you know, climate change and all the arguments that go on, you got all these scientists that are bought and sold. And, you know, they've got to make a living, and they've sold their souls to the government. And the government says, hey, look at, you know, Dr. Fauci, you know, if it happens to do with pandemic, if it's anything with the weather, then you got the weather balloon guys. They go around and say, look at, you know, give us a paper. We're, you know, charging you to write up this paper. It's going to look all official because it's come from the brain trust of these scientists, and we'll claim unanimity and all this good stuff in your name, and you'll get credit. And more importantly, you're going to get paid a lot of money, you know, to come up with this, you know, bunk. Right? Did I lose you, Kevin?
Worrisome.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You dropped out there for a minute, but go ahead.
Right. There's no doubt that pharma made a ton of money off of COVID. What's more concerning to us, to me, is all of the government health officials and executives that suddenly had this power to suspend civil rights that they never had before, that they could shut down speech, that they could block our right to assemble and go to church and, you know, and try to force people or you lose your job. You know, these are all new powers that they suddenly got that they didn't have before, and they seem to have become addicted to those powers. And so on the one hand, yes, there's a ton of money being made by the pharma companies, but there also seems to be a vested interest in government to be able to retain the power to suspend civil rights whenever they want to declare a state of emergency.
Well, it's the realm of the coin, right? I mean, for the big pharma, it's big money. For government, it's power and control. And here it is. They stole liberty from the American people blatantly, and they had no grounds whatsoever, because even with an emergency authorization use by mandate, by law, there must not be a solution for, you know, for the event that's taking place. If there's a solution, then you cannot have an emergency authorization use. And they manufactured it because there were already, the scientists will tell you, that there was a remedy for COVID. It was on the shelf, but they chose to ignore it, and they lied to everybody, and the dominoes fell. Big Pharma made money, and the government got power and control. Everybody wins, except we the people, right?
Well, hopefully there will not be a repeat of this, but we seem to be gearing up for it.
Stay tuned. We've got more from Kevin Stockland after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. As we've been saying, you know, COVID-19 censorship is back again as several science journals are publishing pro-lockdown reports. You know, getting close to that election thing, you know. It worked so effectively for them in 2020. Let's just, reproduce it. Why not? Because They've got a country to steal here again. And, you know, meanwhile, these pro-lockdown reports, they're censoring anti-lockdown ones. The Epoch Times investigative reporter, Kevin Stockland, is with us to talk about the latest report that includes information considered politicized and contaminated. Kevin, of all this stuff and the research that you were going through, what did you discover was the most egregious about the strategy that was being employed by these academics and, this cabal that wants to put us back into fear again?
A couple of things I would say. I mean, the one was certainly, the closure of so many small businesses that put them, out of business while they were certainly allowing the big companies, the Walmarts and the Amazons and everyone else to function. But the most tragic thing, I think, was the closure of schools. And as a parent, we got to see that firsthand, just the damage that did to children. And they knew, they could see, Europe had tried that very briefly and found out how damaging that was and immediately switched course. But the U.S. continued to push on, locking kids out of schools, forcing them to mask, separating them with the plexiglass and everything else. Just how damaging that is to these developing psyches when they're learning social skills, they're learning how to make friends, they're learning how to associate with other kids. So to me, that as a parent, that was kind of the most painful thing to watch.
Mm-hmm. And here they are. They're back, and because it worked effectively. But again, I think the opportunity here, Kevin, is to find out, with these academics and researchers and scientists that are writing these papers, I want to know who's paying for it. I want to know that, this is a clean study. I'm not saying that, we need to censor them altogether, but I'm saying in order for us to be all the better, we need to have, an open and fair discussion about the whole process. It has been so contaminated by opinion and by control that we're losing out on something. I've always envisioned this. I've commentated on this more than once, that probably, 30, 40 years down the road, that next generation is going to look back and what we did and say, what were these people thinking? And they're going to realize that all this information was prejudiced because it was about power and control. It wasn't about safety.
Right. And you make a great point about, following the funding of the research. That's something that we're looking into as well. But, prior to 2020, this thing of locking down a society because of a pandemic, this just didn't happen. Mm-hmm. You would try to protect the people who are vulnerable, but you don't lock down a whole society and try to force people into their homes and shut down businesses. So this was a very much an experiment, a social experiment that the world engaged in. And now it looks like this is going to become a standard policy tool. I think that's what the narrative seems to be shifting, that this sort of lockdown, this is a legitimate medical response.
Yeah, I think that in some cases, when you say, you give them a lot of credit and a lot of latitude by saying it was an experiment. An experiment, in even, the truest of scientific terms, is that you do it for discovery. That is for the good. I mean, okay, we're going to experiment something because we're going to try and heal a problem here. To me, this was more social engineering, and maybe in some sense, in the broad sense, it might be considered an experiment to see, okay, let's see what the natives do. Let's throw it out there. Research tells us that if we rattle up the cage and make them fearful, we're going to be able to manipulate these people, and look what they did, and look how we followed suit. I mean, we need a sober assessment of this so that we can, see the part that we played as innocents, trusting a government to do their job, and how we went along to go along, and we actually added to the danger that we didn't, and created the damage. I think, President Trump at the time said we needed to be careful that the cure, the remedy wasn't worse than the disease itself. And I think we got there with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how far we've come. I lived in New York City when Giuliani and Bloomberg tried to fine people for jaywalking, and there was such a social rebellion, they just backed off of that. But now New York was happy to do vaccine passports, where if you couldn't prove that you've been vaccinated, you can't go into any public place, no museums, bars, or restaurants. And I was stunned with how compliant people were, you know, across the country with these policies, regardless of how insane they were.
Now, you mentioned in, you know, in this research here that and that what you've done is that let's look at the Biden administration. I mean, you've already had the courts rule on this, but this is not going to stop them, right?
Well, the lower courts did. Now, the Biden administration has appealed that. They want the right to work with social media companies and pressure them to censor information. So it's actually been appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court, and we're waiting for a decision, which will hopefully be the final word on this. But you're right. The Biden administration has gone to court to have the right to pressure social media companies to censor information that they don't like.
Now, there's been you say a temporary stay, right? And it was kind of like some caveat that it's okay. We'll let you have some latitude and have some interaction with social media companies, but it's going to be more defined, something along those lines. Or am I misunderstanding something?
Yeah, so there was a federal judge that did actually direct the Biden administration to stop having these kind of communications, period, with social media companies to pressure them. That stay was overturned by the Supreme Court as they review the case. So currently the Biden administration does now have the ability to go back and pressure social media companies, but we're waiting on a final decision from the Supreme Court, which hopefully will be coming soon.
You see, this is what's so goofy to me, Kevin. I don't know about you. Here we've got a lower court ruling, says, no, you can't do it. Supreme Court, instead of just staying the ruling and saying, okay, we're going to go along with the lower court ruling to give us time to review it and, you know, come back in next 3, 4, 5 months and we'll have an answer for you. No, they remove, you know, they remove the decision of the lower court, allow the Biden administration to go about their business, and we give them 3, 4 months to deal with this when we know that it's a bit controversial to begin with. I mean, this is frustrating, you know, for me as a citizen, because I just say, you know, why can't we err on the side of caution? I mean, because what's the big problem for telling, you know, putting the Biden administration on timeout for 3, 4 months and having these conversations with the social media companies when what they've done previously is suspect in the least, if not the worst? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it highlights the risk of relying on the courts to save us. And we do have a relatively conservative Supreme Court currently, and they've made some landmark decisions checking the power of federal agencies. But what happens is, first, it takes a long time to get these decisions. Secondly, you don't always get the decision that favors, you know, civil rights and the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, the administration just does it again. So, you know, then it goes through the process all over the place. So we saw West Virginia versus EPA checking the power of the EPA to regulate, you know, utilities mm-hmm. for carbon emissions. And then we thought that was the end of it. And they turn around, they do the same thing right over again. And so the court process starts again, and it'll take years to work through the system. So, you know, until there's a change of direction in the administration and the federal government, the courts aren't going to save us as much as we think.
Why is the administration so fearful about the resistance of the criticism of lockdown procedures?
I think they would like it to be a policy tool that they can use in the future. I think that if the consensus is that this was a horrible thing, first of all, people are going to be held responsible. We have a president that tried to force people to take the vaccine or they would lose their jobs. So many people mm-hmm. did lose their jobs in healthcare,
right.
Military, right? So they don't want to be held responsible for a
exactly.
policy that's...
That's the bottom line. Sure. Kevin Stockland, right. Thank you.
This week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools?
It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. Vice President Kamala Harris told CBS's 60 Minutes that the U.S. has no intention of sending troops to Gaza. She said the Biden administration supports Israel's right to defend itself, but also said Palestinians deserve equal measures of safety and security. The United Auto Workers Union growing its strike against GM shortly after the union announced a tentative deal with Stellantis over the weekend. The UAW said it will order roughly 4,000 workers to walk out of GM's Spring Hill assembly plant in Tennessee. The weekend before Halloween and during several mass shootings in U.S. cities that left at least 11 people dead and 76 injured. Long lines, rising sales, and crowded stores have been a scene at gun shops throughout Maine since Thursday, when stores opened for the first time since a mass shooting in Lewiston. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, Veterans Day this year, coming up in a couple of weeks, huh? Really fast here. It's amazing. November the 11th, which originated as Armistice Day, as you may recall, back in 1919. It was the first anniversary of the end of World War One. Congress passed a resolution in 26, making it an annual observance, and it became a national holiday in 1938 because we needed more time off for the bureaucrats at the expense of the people. Because, you know, we need to pay these guys to take a break off, take a day off. That's how it works here. I sound so cynical. I am so sorry. I apologize. But I guess I'm just, you know, at the end of myself with how this government that is supposed to be a government of, for, and by we the people. And it's become a government of, for, by, and by the elites. You know, they're controlling everything. You know, a small handful of people are controlling 347 million people, roughly, más o menos. And we're just going along here. You know, forget about the cumulative intelligence. You know, I'm talking with Kevin Stockland. I just so appreciate his insight. He's been on top of all this research, you know, that he's able to do. And, you know, and we're trying to get this information about COVID out to everybody. But, you know, anything that has to do with COVID is all censored. It's all considered misinformation when you talk about these things. And I think it was quite interesting. Over the weekend, I saw somebody was selling ivermectin, right? For a while there, you couldn't even say the I word. You know, oh, you're going to get, you know, there's some places that will not allow you to use that term, you know, social media platforms. You can't talk about ivermectin. Well, ivermectin saved a lot of lives. Thank you very much. hydroxychloroquine. I mean, there was so much information that was out there that was flat out being ignored and canceled and censored. Why? So people could die? Let's get them on a ventilator and, you know, rem them up, get some remdesivir in them, and and these hospitals are just making a ton of flipping money, just putting people in body bags. As hard as that sounds, but you know, we need to have, as I was sharing with Kevin, we need to have an honest discussion, if that's even possible. You know, get the bureaucrats out of here. You know, get the Dr. Fauci's and Big Pharma out of the way. And let's do a real study, and let's get scientists who still have a backbone and that are interested in saving lives and protecting people and not doing any harm. What a novel concept, right? Instead of being so bought and sold and controlled, you know, by Big Pharma, you know, by the need, of the bureaucrats to give us misinformation. It's amazing who's driving this misinformation. It's like it always happens. The people that talk loudest about misinformation are the perpetrators. They're the greater defenders of misinformation. You know, isn't that the case? I mean, Hillary Clinton in 2016 talking about, you don't jail your political opponents. Oh, okay. No, fast forward. 4 years later, 5 years later, you know, that's what we're trying to do, is jail political opponents. We've already jailed some, and we've had people in there. My good buddy Jake Lang been in jail for over 1,000 days. 1,000 days. He was supposed to have his hearing, I think it was sometime this month, and they canceled it. They're just keeping him on ice. And I asked him, I said, why? He said, well, he just won't kowtow. He just won't, surrender his beliefs and his convictions. And, I guess if that's the case, you know, you got 61% of America that should be in jail. And you know, by Hillary Clinton's assessment, Hillary Clinton, former first lady, yeah, Secretary of State, yeah, Senator from New York, that one, yeah. She believes that we ought to be put in some sort of, you know, kind of concentration camp or, you know, some type of holding tank and be re-educated. You know, because the basket of deplorables that we are, we're just not worthy. You know, our opinion doesn't matter. You know, so over half the country, just get them out of there. And if you disagree, you know, and the thing is, I'm so insulted when I read the mainstream media publications say, well, you know, it's the big lie. Well, who said it was the big lie? You know, this is that narrative that's got out there. You know what? It may be the big truth. But just because you say it's the big lie doesn't make it the big lie. It's only because that's what you say it is until you find out. But you're not interested in the truth. You know, we had the January 6th committee. What a joke that was. How much money did we waste on that? I mean, they just should have called it in, wrote the paper, Liz Cheney, Kinzinger, you know, the Democrats, of course, just sign off on it. We know where you're going to go with it. You know, the real issue of January 6th was what happened in November. But you didn't want to look at that. And that was clear. You know, we had T.K. Johnson on the show. Wow, what a great interview. And if you missed that, go back in the archives and listen to the interview with him. It was powerful. I mean, and if you don't remember, T.K. was, one of the officers, Capitol Police officers, he was in charge. He was in charge of the Capitol building that day. And he's calling out to the number two woman who's in charge. So it's since been awarded. I mean, they've awarded her up and gave her all kinds of honor and glory, but she was delinquent of her duty. She didn't answer any of the calls. And this poor guy on his own is trying to save his people, try to make things work and work with what he had. I mean, a unique individual. I mean, he's very talented. And the fact that the Capitol Police gave up somebody like him speaks terribly of the system that would reject him. This guy is an asset. And he was there without supervision, without the normal support that he should have had. And he's making it work. I mean, to the point, you know, because you got to imagine all the stuff that's going on. And it's the... there was no question. It was crazy. It was all kinds of ruckus and commotion going on. And you don't even know for sure. What I'm suspecting, and based on all the research and information that I've received, and what video we've been able to receive, and hopefully Mike Johnson, the new speaker, is going to release all the video for everybody to see, so once and for all, we've got it out there. Not that it went to, you know, Tucker Carlson, and they, you know, Tucker started to show it to us, and man, Fox News and everybody, boy, they shut that down really quick. Why did they do that? Because they couldn't handle the truth. It was too revealing. And that's what's being hidden from us, along with all the stuff that happened supposedly under the umbrella of the big lie, right? All that is being kept from us. But we're supposed to believe them, that what they said is true, that Joe Biden, you know, got 82 million votes. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this is the problem with the lie. It just doesn't go away. It just doesn't go away. And what makes it go away is the truth. And at some point, America is finally going to have it with it and just say, that's it. You know, give me the truth or forget it. Just shoot me here. I don't, or throw me in jail, do whatever you want. But I'm not going to buy into this stuff anymore. You know, this big lie that you talk about. When in fact, you guys are lying at every turn. Why? For power and control. And so here we have this faux committee that comes up. And, we have January 6th patriots that are in jail. And, yeah, you saw what happened last month or, what, a couple weeks ago. You had, you know, people protesting, and they're in the Capitol and disrupting, you know, Capitol business, right? And, you know, that's trespassing. Well, how many people actually went to jail? How many of them ended up in solitary confinement as the January 6th protesters did? Okay, this is the two-tiered system. This is not American justice. This is not the American way. And, you know, am I the only one that's frustrated here? Or, you know, am I ridiculous? I should just go to the bar and have another drink and let's just let this all go to hell in a handbasket. And I guess it really doesn't matter for my kids, you know, what kind of America they have to live with, or my grandkids or my great-granddaughter. What she has to live with. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Grandpa. You left us a great country here. What a mess. Is that going to be our legacy? I hope not. Please. Please tell me something else. Don't tell me that we're going to buy in to the big lie that they keep throwing our way.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Good to have you back with us. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. By the way, this afternoon at 1 o'clock, you want to join us, we're going to be live on our TV network, which goes out to 100-plus different podcast channels all over the country, YouTube being one of them. John O'Connor is our guest, and we're going to be talking about, you know, several important things, certainly about our government. John O'Connor is the author, as you'll recall, of Postgate. He's been on with us here on the radio show many times. And it's how the Washington Post betrayed Deep Throat, covered up Watergate, and began today's partisan advocacy journalism, and host of the Mysteries of Watergate podcast. I mean, it's kind of amazing all that happened under Donald Trump versus what happened with Nixon. You know, with Nixon and Watergate, Nixon is forced to resign. Joe Biden and the Democrats, meanwhile, happily, they roll along, and there's not a problem whatsoever. I mean, this is just crazy. You know what's you know what has happened here, but you know this is the government in which we live in today, and you know, in fact, with John, the topic this afternoon. And this airs at 1 o'clock sharp, from 1 to about 1:50. And then if you miss it, you can, you know, go to our website and download, or wherever you get podcasts, just put Live Bill Martinez Show and call it up. And you can hear it for yourself at your own convenience, download it, share it with your friends and neighbors and all that good stuff. We're going to be talking about Jenna Ellis. Jenna Ellis was one of the attorneys for Donald Trump. And, of course, the headline is that she turned on Trump. Well, did she really? Can she help the Dems put Trump behind bars? And, of course, same thing was said, you know, about Sidney Powell and others, that this is a pig pile against Donald Trump. Well, the thing, I don't know Jenna Ellis very well, but I do know Sidney Powell. You know, she was interviewed, gosh, I think we interviewed her consistently for about 4 or 5 years, you know, before she got involved, you know, with the administration. And boy, you know, she had a tremendous amount of knowledge, the background of, you know, what happened, you know, with the judicial state of affairs, and, you know, what these Democrat attorneys were being, you know, have been done time and time again, whether it's Mark Elias and others, what they've done. And she did several reveals and several books on that. And But, you know, the thing you can say about her is that, you know, I found her to be very credible and honest. And I know some people may say, well, you know, here talked about Kraken, talked about all this information that was supposedly be there, you know, was going to be there about, you know, the deception and cheating and that happened in the 2020 elections, and she never really delivered. So that invalidated her. You know, and I get that. I get that that's your opinion. I mean, this thing has been, you know, quite the, quite the exercise. I mean, we had Joe Fried on with us a couple times. He's just done another follow-up book to his other book, which was called Debunked. Second one was had to do with, you know, here's a plan. You know, if you were going to compromise and you were going to cheat and, you know, do some shenanigans with an election, here's the things that you could do. And he spelled it out. And it's interesting because in that book, how many things do you think the Democrats did, or those that were supporting a Joe Biden presidency did, in order to get Joe Biden elected? It was almost down to every single one of them, you know, is what happened. So, you know, it's interesting, you know, how we've gone full circle, because we started out and we talked with, remember, the researcher from Israel, and he talked about the gun being on the table. And I thought that was profound. That really stuck out for me. I think there's lots of guns on the table that we see what's going on. When you look at our country, you know, what is the gun that's on the table that could destroy this great federal republic? You know, this democratic republic, what is the gun on the table? And I think it's real clear. There's lots of guns on the table. I mean, you know, whether you're talking about the border, that's huge. You know, whether you talk about a corrupt bureaucracy, big gun on the table. I mean, you know, we just talked with Kevin Stockland. I mean, you can't even talk about COVID in a way that we can say, hey, look, this is what we learned, you know, the cumulative intelligence of 745 million citizens here, all the doctors coming together. Here's what we learned. So the next time a pandemic comes up, you know, we don't need to shut things down. We don't need to cripple our kids. We don't need to close small businesses and do all this damage that we did. Certainly don't need to print up a bunch of money, send it to people that don't need it. But that's what Joe Biden did. Whether you need it or not, he sent out just millions upon millions of dollars. Churches across the country received, you know, millions of dollars. Why? Why would you send churches millions of dollars? Think about it. You know why. You know, they wanted to see if they'd sell their souls. Were they going to render, you know, to Caesar everything? Forget about God. Were they going to sell their souls? Well, let me tell you, sadly, too many churches did. They bought into that narrative. They cashed the check. And what damage. What damage they did. But, you know, look at the church belongs to Jesus Christ. And they are represented in those seven lampstands that you read about in the book of Revelations. And the churches and the leadership are going to have to live with that assessment. They're going to have to live with it, or they're going to have to, you know, through a clear understanding and revelation, throw themselves on the mercy of God's court and say, please forgive us. We really messed up. Forgive us, Lord. Help us to never do that again and to be on guard for what's coming. Because the fact of the matter is, it's not going to get any better, ladies and gentlemen. We're down that road. And as, you know, I've been saying, you know, for a while, we've been talking about America's at a tipping point. Well, we're beyond the tipping point. I mean, imagine, okay, all this is, this is so crazy that, and that's why it's going so fast, because we're on the downside of the hill. Now, can we save this, really? Can we? I don't know. By God's grace, maybe we can. You know, but it's going to be only by God's grace that the American people wake up and they're motivated, as Colonel Mills said this morning, motivated enough to want to step up and do something about it. You just cannot sit back. I mean, every institution, every organism and organization, it's the 80-20 principle. You got 20% of the people doing the work of the other 80. The other 80 just happy to go along. I mean, this is why communism is so inviting to a majority of people, because that's their mindset. I mean, somebody else can do the job, and I get to, you know, I get to take advantage. I get to live off that. I don't have to work as hard. I can sit around and watch Oprah reruns all day long. Oh, man, how, it doesn't get much better than that. I can do that. Really? Are you going to waste your life? Waste all your human potential, all your dreams? You're going to tell me you don't dream at night? You don't dream about doing something better? But, you know, we need to embrace this idea that, you know, as I was sharing with Phil Hotzenpiller, you know, we need to think better. We need to do better. We need to be better. And we can't do it. I mean, there's not, it's, you know, it's not like some miracle, some holy miracle has to happen. It's just in and of ourselves. We say, okay, you know what? I'm going to think better. You know, the things that I put into my mind, I'm going to protect those things that I put into my mind that have better results. I'm going to do better. Do better so that my actions at the end of the day produce fruit, as my son would say, produce fruit that's consistent with a better outcome. Right? And as a result, I'm going to be better. So if I'm thinking and doing, what are the chances of me being better as a result? I think it's exponential. It's logical, right? And so what is it going to take? I mean, it's just, you just got a purpose in your heart and in your mind. You know, it reminds me of an interview we did a couple of years ago. I love this interview that we had with Zane Asher about her family and her mother. What a great story. And if you ever get a chance, you know, go to our archives and look up Zane Asher and listen to that interview. Wow. Her mom just, I mean, her mom loses her husband. I think may have lost, no, didn't. Yeah, I think he was just injured. But the father had taken the son back to Nigeria. They're from Nigeria, living in England, and goes to Nigeria so that, hey, visit your roots. You know, I'm going to reintroduce your family, all that good stuff. Well, while they're there, car accident, and the father dies. And as you can imagine, the impact that it had on, you know, on the family and on the mother. I mean, it was crushing, the impact that it had on them. And it just was, unbelievable what it did. And so it took her a while. The mom obviously was very depressed in dealing with this. And meanwhile, the kids, you know, they're teenagers and they're going in their own different direction. And the mom finally realized, look, I've got to give a vision to these kids. I've got to, you know, I got to buck up. And as broken as my heart is, you know, the kids are our future. And I've got to deposit into them, you know, the right things that will produce the kind of results that are so important for their daily lives. And what she told them, and you can write this down, is that you live life in 3 8-hour segments. She told the kids, the first 8 hours, you have nothing to say. You got to go to sleep. So that occupies 8 hours. The next 8 hours, you got to go to school. Okay? You don't have any option. There's no option there. You're going to school. That third 8 hour of time in your life is what you deposit, has to do with your dreams and your future. So what are you going to put in that 8 hour segment that's going to have a positive result for your future and your life to come? Powerful advice. Pass that on to you for what it's worth. Have a great day. Thank you so much for being with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The final phase.